This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Well, I'd like to say to another session of sanity. I think it might be the only sanity you'll have in the next few days. Just craziness going on Capitol Hill. It is craziness. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me know what you think about this impeachment debacle. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, seriously. This is really nuts what these people are doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The House has voted to impeach the president on two bogus charges. Neither one of them are against the Constitution or unconstitutional or constitutional. I mean, I am amazed that a group of people couldn't find... I know, I'll jump right in, right? I'm amazed that a group of people couldn't find the Constitution for 8 years under President Oblamo. Now, all of a sudden, they want to talk about something they haven't unrolled in decades. For themselves, anyway. Right? I mean, when you think about what these people put up there to impeach him on, what they put up there to say that, you know, this is what he's done wrong, if you would. It's mind-blowing. Actually, not even that. It's mind-numbing is what it is, frankly. David Sussman's going to join me after the break. A frequent guest host on the show. And he... I mean, he and I are on the same page with this stuff. He's been doing this, been on this pretty much every day as well. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And the voting just finished a few minutes ago, so I'm still trying to get my bearing on what's going on. It looked like every single Republican stayed with the president in the House. Remember, this was going to be nonpartisan, right? A nonpartisan vote. Remember that? That went away pretty quick, didn't it? I just find it amazing. Again, like I said. Oh, and I think it was two or three Democrats that went the way of the president. You know, I was saying the other day, it's really hilarious that if it is truly about, what was it, obstruction of Congress? Are we serious? I mean, how about Eric Holder? Can we go back and impeach him? Oh, they didn't care about that time. It didn't mean anything. I mean, I know you guys have heard all this. I don't want to beat it all up all over again. But the bottom line of it is, we know that this is Trump derangement big time. Really that simple. Ed from Washington, you're on with Joe. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, real quick, I can prove that Donald Trump did interfere with 2016 election and the 2020, because he made himself a candidate.
Perfect, Ed. No, and he won. That proved, proved that he colluded. Didn't you know that?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah.
God bless. Ed, thanks. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
No, bye. You know, it's amazing to me. I'm still reeling. And, you know, who expected anything different? Did anybody, any of you, I need to know now so I don't let you in my little realm here. Did any of you really believe that Nancy Pelosi was going to get up with that gavel in her hand And I was hoping that God would hit her with lightning for the right reasons, though, not for, you know, what you think. But, would it be great if Pelosi got up there and said, you know what, this is wrong. I'm wrong. This is not the right way to handle this. And that kind of, that would have been great, wouldn't it? But it's so irritating because they're so righteous. They so believe that they got it all together. They know what they're talking about. And nothing applies to them. I mean, I was looking at comments being made all day today about this. And none of these rules apply to the Democrats. None. I mean, seriously, when you talk about the president, and you talk about what do they really impeach him on? Think about 3 years. Come on. 3 years of this garbage. Because he was a Russian agent. He was colluding with the Russians. He helped the Russians. I mean, one congressperson actually had the mindless comment to say he encourages the Russians to go after, to get involved in the election and go after Hillary by telling them to hack her server. Hey, if Hillary didn't have the server at her house, if Hillary didn't have this illegal piece of equipment and she wasn't doing things illegally, this would have meant nothing. It's like you guys saying, you need to hack Joe Messina's server and get those emails that he has of Hillary's. I ain't got any. So nothing they do can make anything happen. Right? I mean, seriously. If she wasn't breaking the law, if she wasn't doing the wrong thing, this wouldn't have been an issue. And for those of you who still hold Sir Comey up in the highest of esteem, he's starting to backpedal big time. He's in trouble. The man has got dementia. And that is not to insult anybody with dementia. He's got dementia. Remember the fight all along. I mean, he was almost calling what they were going after him for a witch hunt. When a FISA judge comes out and says, hey, we trusted you guys, and you screwed us. That's a big deal. Not a joke. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. David Sussman will join me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, to everybody's surprise, if you've been smoking a lot of crack, maybe it's a surprise. The president has been impeached on both counts. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. I tried to find obstruction of Congress in the code. I can't find it. But there's smarter people out there than I am, like Dave Sussman, host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics, and also a co-host on America's Voice News. Dave, my co-host, my guest host at times, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. A monumentous occasion, unfortunately.
Is that what we're calling it? I'm calling it the cesspool of reality TV. I can't come up with anything else, you know? I mean, seriously. Go ahead.
Yeah. The left were very successful tonight. They were successful in something that they've been very successful at for 3 years, and that is diminishing the power of words. Racist doesn't mean what it used to.
Right.
Hell, Hitler and Nazi don't mean what they used to anymore, according to the left. And now they've taken the power of the word impeachment and diminished that as well. And I don't think there's anybody in this country that have just watched the past 3 months and has changed their mind. In fact, the Democrats have changed their mind. They are, I think they've moved in the direction of Donald Trump. I think it's 6 points now.
Yeah,
right?
There's a lot of I'm not so sure, you know, that they've moved in the direction of Trump. I think they're moving away from the party shenanigans. I think they're very upset with their party. I've talked to a few, hardcore Democrat friends of mine, and they've said the same thing. Look, we're not necessarily in your court, but I don't know what's happened to my party. I don't know what they're doing. I said, well, then you haven't been paying attention, because this has been going on for years with these people. For 3 years, we've been hearing about the Russian agent in the White House. What happened with that? We ended up with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress? Are we serious?
Yeah, it's I think this leads to, listen, the Democrats lost two votes on the first article,
yep.
The second article, I think they lost 3 votes. Tulsi Gabbard, she abstained. She didn't vote.
Right.
So that's going to be the big news, and it's going to probably come up tomorrow night. The Democrats got a feeling victory. You know, victory about feelings. Let's think about this for a minute. You and I talk about this all the time on the show, that the Democrats are all about emoting. They're all about making sure that they really get out the angst that they share for orange bad man. And this is how they get people to the polls. It's by scaring them. It's by putting the fear into them. They're very, very angry people. They're horrible people to be around when you're talking about politics. So tonight was cathartic for them, because the base had been pushing for this since the day he came down the escalator. First, they were in denial that this president was not going to win, and a lot of us didn't believe he was going to win, to be fair. But when he did win, they couldn't accept it.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed in November of 2008. Okay, I didn't want President Obama to win. I was more disappointed in 2012. I thought Mitt Romney was going to win. But guess what we do, Joe? We're adults. We get up the next morning and we go to work and we become, you know, just normal people. And we say, all right, next time. We'll get him next time.
That's
the
right.
Democrats could never do this.
No.
And so, yeah, they've got a victory which is hollow. And they're celebrating in the streets right now, doing mental cartwheels. Did you see Nancy Pelosi? She literally looked at the House chamber of Democrats that started applauding when they announced it, when they announced the impeachment, and she looked at them. And she goes, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. That's bad, because we're supposed to be, this is supposed to be, you know, solemn. This is supposed to be a prayerful occasion. It's such a joke. It's such a pantomime.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know, I got some optimism here, and you know I'm not the most optimistic guy in the world, but you know, when you see Democrats, rank-and-file Democrats in New York City being interviewed and other places going, we're not for this. We don't like this. I've been a lifelong Democrat, and I don't like this. I think they need to get to work, do what they're doing, leave the president alone, let him succeed or fail on his own. When you have Democrats saying that, again, the average blue-collar worker, they've got to be in trouble coming up in November. So this is... Does this hurt them, Dave? Does this really hurt them?
I tell you what's going to hurt them, and this is, I haven't watched any news. I was listening to Donald Trump's rally in Michigan tonight. I wanted to hear what he had to say before I came on the air with you. So I haven't listened to the punditry and the talking heads, and quite frankly, I don't really care what they say, because Joe, you and I, we can come up with our own ideas on this. But here's where I think this is going to now lead. The Democrats on the left have so dumbed down their party that the emoting Democrats, the left, if you will, are now expecting this president to be hauled out in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit and wheeled off to jail. They don't understand impeachment. They don't understand that the House cannot convict, that they are going to send this over to the Senate. And outside of the crazy rumors that I'm now starting to hear that Nancy Pelosi is going to hold on before she can send it to the Senate, I don't think that's constitutional. But assuming she's going to send it over to the Senate as she is required to do, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham have already suggested that they're going to push this thing through to non-conviction as quickly as possible. Now, from a cathartic standpoint, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I want there to be a trial. I want Trump to be vindicated. I want the Republicans to call their own witnesses and put these people through the gauntlet that needs to be done. And also, I want that to impact the Democrats during the election, because the senators that are running for president for the Democrats are not going to be able to be allowed to be on the campaign trail. They have to sit in, quote-unquote, judgment. So the Democrats that are thinking, the left that are thinking right now, well, wait a minute, why is he still president? Why doesn't he seem so upset when he's doing his campaign rally? Why is he still pushing, you know, policy? Oh, wait a minute, why is he still president in a week, in a month, and in a year when he gets reelected? I think the Democrats are going to have some severe – you know how Bernie acts, got really upset when Bernie lost the nomination to the DNC? I think you're going to have a whole bunch of young 20-somethings that don't understand Constitution. They don't understand impeachment. They're not old enough. They weren't around for Clinton, certainly not old enough for Nixon. They don't understand all this. And they're going to be really upset and angry. And I think many of them are going to become disillusioned, Joe. And many of them may not come out and vote next November. That's just my opinion.
No, listen, you might be right. I mean, they're getting sick of it. Some of the younger people in my party, the Republican Party I talk to on a regular basis, they don't like any of the nasties that are going on. You know, and to your point about the Senate, man, I'm broken up about that as much as you are. Can I hold you over for a few minutes after the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Joe Mazzini, your host, Dave Sussman, joins me. Don't go far. Yeah, we're talking about the impeachment. I promise you I wouldn't beat it to death, but there's some important points you need to know about that you're not hearing on those other stations. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As President Trump addresses a crowd of supporters in Michigan, the House is voting to impeach him. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff criticized his Republican colleagues who called the impeding vote unconstitutional.
This remedy was put in the Constitution for a reason.
It's not an unconstitutional remedy. It is part of the Constitution. The only way you can conceive of this remedy as being unconstitutional is if you believe, as the president does, that he is the state.
Republican Doug Collins.
There's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do, irregardless of any facts.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be?
Come on. I don't care how young you are.
Like a fella once said,
yeah, this might be one of those songs that,
kick in the head.
One of the SJWs might push back again, right?
The room was
Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on because I have a good time with him, and he's one of the few guys that actually knows what he's doing. Dave Sussman joins me, host of the Dave Sussman Show, also Whiskey Politics and America's Voice News. Dave, before we get rolling, listen, you heard that song when we came in. I mean, Baby, It's Cold Outside, they've now changed the words to that song. What's going to happen to the old-time crooners like Dee Martin and Franks? I mean, they're going to have to change all the words to the songs those guys have.
Only if we let them. You know, the Dean Martin "Baby Cold Outside" is a classic. And listen, we had this discussion last night. I was with some friends, and I think there's two realities in our world. There's the leftist Twitter social justice warrior mob that's out there, and they become commentators at MSDNC and CNN and Twitter, right. And then there's real world, and the real world isn't paying a lick of attention to this crap. They look at these people, they look at these feminists, these men that stand up and call themselves feminists and say, oh, we can't say baby it's cold outside, that's too flirty and blah blah blah, and they just roll their eyes. And when you have an argument about baby it's cold outside, the aforementioned many, many times, the most overused cliché for the past 3 years is, that's why Trump won.
That's all right, though. It is so true. All right, tell people where to find you, though, where they can get your show and that kind of thing.
I do a show daily on America's Voice News, which features The Real Side, by the way. America's Voice News, you can download on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon, Fire, all the rest of them as well. We are growing, and we're at the Trump rally tonight. I do a show from 11 to 1 Pacific time. I know you're across the country on 53 stations. So that's 2 to 4 Eastern as well with Amanda Head. And on Thursdays at 4 p.m., I have a show called Whiskey Politics, and you can find that on America's Voice News. Podcast versions are out there, Whiskey Politics. Please subscribe at iTunes and give me a rating when you hear it and like it. And also you can find me on YouTube and at David Sussman on Twitter.
Well, check him out. It's one of the reasons I brought him alongside because I very much enjoy the way Dave does interviews. All right, Dave, let's get back to the Senate and the real way of doing things. You know, you had brought up the fact that you wanted this to go to trial in the Senate, and I had found out last week that the process is a little different when it gets to the Senate. The majority and minority leaders have to agree on the subpoenas, agree on who comes in as witnesses. I found it interesting, and I don't know if you put this together. Schumer came out with that letter that basically said, yo, here's how it's going to go down, right? You're going to do A, B, C, and D, Mr. McConnell, or, you know, we're not really playing. Remember when President Trump got elected, the first thing that Schumer did was he sat down and he said, we will support the president as long as he governs our way. These guys mentally have never lost the election, have they?
No, they never got over the election, but you got to give it to the Democrats, and your listeners are probably going to throw things at the radio right now when I say that. But what I'm talking about is that whatever your opinion is of Nancy Pelosi, and I certainly disagree with 96.7% of what she espouses. Yeah, she wants to pass USMCA and take credit for that. That was Donald Trump's. But outside of that, I disagree with almost everything. But she is a tactile politician. And when she pulled this impeachment inquiry 3 months ago, everybody said this was the biggest mistake she's ever made in her life. Yet here she is tonight with the third impeach president of the United States. You can't take that away from the Democrats. They got what they wanted. He's now got the scarlet letter I. But what comes next? You know, you and I want this to go to trial in the Senate. Maybe it's not a good thing. Maybe it is a good thing. We're talking about Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham that are suggesting that they want to push this through and get this done and essentially vindicate this president in 2 weeks, which is fine. But breaking news right now is that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and I referred to this in the previous segment with you, she's warning that the House may not immediately transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate out of concerns that the Republicans won't conduct impartial proceedings at a trial because Congress was so impartial. Okay. What does that mean, Joe? Does that mean that they're just going to let this thing hang out there and they're going to want to wait until after the election and think that they're going to now get a Senate majority of Democrats?
Wow.
And then if President Trump wins, then they will convict him in the House? Is this what we're talking about now?
Wait a minute. Isn't this exactly what they accused him of doing? I mean, this is like a mafia thing, right? Like, listen, I got pictures of you and that girl, all right? So if you don't do what I tell you to do over here, these pictures might find their way to your wife. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is exactly what these guys are doing.
Well, everything the Democrats do, Joe, is projection. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a couple of other bogeys out there, and I just watched the second Top Gun trailer, so I'm a little jazzed about that.
I am too.
Right? Bogey on your left, Maverick. and what those bogeys are is that this whole FBI, DOJ, FISA court situation is not going away. We got the first wave with Horowitz last week, and the media came to the table and begrudgingly admitted, okay, it looks like there were some problems. Comey even had to admit it, right? But Horowitz can do anything with it. Durham can. And the Durham report is going to be coming out,
yeah.
I'm guessing, March, maybe April. That's a guess. This is just what I'm hearing from insiders. Right. It could be the summer. It could be next week. I don't know. I'm guessing March, April. When that happens, and that's going to be right in the middle of the presidential primary season, and Durham starts literally putting people, arresting people,
oh, yeah,
starting with mid-level FBI people, how high is that going to go? And how will that impact the Democrats for their beating President Trump,
yep,
in the election? Yeah. So those bogeys out there are really concerning to the powers that be, Joe, in the Democrats. Why do you think they are pushing so hard to suck up all the oxygen in the room with impeachment over nothing burgers here?
Oh, yeah, Dave, doesn't this start to make some things fall into place? Like, why did they push back on Barr so hard? Why did they fight to keep him out? and you know, not confirm him. This is exactly why. They knew he was one of those guys that just flat out couldn't be bought. They weren't going to be able to push back on him. And you look at the people that he's putting in place. And I don't think people realize the big deal is that when he got on a plane and started traveling across the globe to get real information because he couldn't trust anybody around him, this thing's going to be bigger than I think even you and I can imagine, if you would. I think you're going to sit back at some point and go, holy Jesus, I can't believe those people were involved in this. And it's just going to be amazing. I want to say a lot of fun, but I don't mean it that way because it truly is not a good mark on the country. It's going to make people nervous, distrustful of our government even more so than they are now. Remember, the FBI was the pristine law enforcement agency across the globe, and now that's not so true anymore. And I'm not pointing to rank and file. Let's be clear about that. I'm pointing to the upper echelon in the FBI. So, Dave, sure. Hey, I know you got to get rolling. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time, and enjoy your family. And if I don't see you, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
Merry
holidays.
Christmas. Don't Happy Hanukkah to all your listeners. Your listeners, your audience are fantastic. I love coming in and guest hosting for you, Joe.
I do too.
And I'll see you after the holidays.
All right, great. Now, thanks. People, look at seriously, you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to what's going on, because if you don't, you know, you're going to succumb, if you would, I don't know a better word for it, you're going to succumb to all these hot terms of the moment that people are going to throw out there, right? Now, I know Dave was talking about, and I had heard about this earlier by Chuck Schumer, that they don't have to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate right away. They can hold them. Now, it doesn't say you can hold them for future use. And the other thing, my understanding is that anything that this legislation does, that these group of legislators, this Congress does, kind of goes null and void in the next Congress. They have to bring it all up again. They have to do it all over again. Now, that wouldn't stop. I mean, look, if they get the... if the president is voted out, which I very much doubt... if the president's voted out, then this is all for nothing. But if he's not, and they get the Senate or the House, or both for that matter, it will be another 4 years. Show them the senior host. Listen to Real Side. A lot more coming up at this break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold.
We are back. Joe Senior, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I do mean that sincerely. Thank you for being part of the conversation. All right. The president has been impeached. What does that mean? Not much. You know, it's just like with judges, right? When the judges over the, pretty much with every president, judges are usually, you know, they're nominated, they go through the process, and, you know, the Senate usually confirms them in the 90 percentiles, right? But President Trump, it is almost totally partisan. I mean, seriously, it's 60, 70 percent of the Senate will go ahead and approve a nomination by the president. Now, everything that goes on with Trump when it comes to Democrats, he's so bad, he's so wrong, he's such a scourge on the country, they can't help him in any way. And again, when it comes to the judges, I always know when he picks a good judge. You know why? because I start getting input, or I start getting, you know, emails from NARAL, which is the militant arm, as far as I'm concerned, of Planned Parenthood, right? All the Democrat clubs and parties, when they start sending emails out about how bad one of his nominations are, I go, I hope he wins in a landslide. Or I hope that person, you know, gets confirmed in a landslide. Because it means he's picked the right person. He's changed the face of the judiciary across the country. He has, you know, in his first 3 years, what are we up to, 160 judges that he's confirmed in some way, shape, manner, or form? Think about it. So he's going to change, and every one of them are solid conservatives, and it's about time. You know, some of you think that by doing this, he's pulled the, you know, he's going to pull it far right. No, he's not. He's pulling it back, frankly, in most cases, he's pulling it back to the center. Yeah, and a little further, thank God. Yeah, and again, have you noticed, unless you've been in a coma, have you noticed at all that everything, and I mean everything, is a Russian issue, a Russian agent? What did they accuse? They accused Louis Gohmert tonight, right, of somehow being involved in Russia or with Russians. It's just nuts. It never stops. It's all they have, if you think about it, because they ain't got the truth, so they have to keep poking away at this. And one of their own, Tulsi Gabbard. I get the biggest kick out of this. She is on their side. She's been on their side forever. Right? And all of a sudden she says something that's 100% in line with the Democrat Party or the DNC, and she's an agent. She's a Russian agent of some kind. It's crazy. It's just nuts. And as far as the people around her, I mean, what did she vote tonight? She voted present. She went to the Obama School of Voting, apparently. Right? She votes present. And listen, I'm okay with that. Really, seriously. It doesn't give them any more or less power. But at least it lets you know that she's not going to be a DNC shill. And she's probably hoping to score some brownie points with rank and file, because rank and file, Democrat rank and file, is not on board with this. You can believe what you want, but they're not on board with this. And you heard there was a CNN contributor that was like, hey, I don't believe this poll. And it was a CNN poll. They didn't believe the poll. And now Rasmussen is on the same page. It says, look, the percentages for people wanting the impeachment, wanting to impeach the president, are slipping. Now, here's the difference, though. Here's where they don't break it apart. In one poll, they said that they believe the numbers are still high, that they believe the president did something wrong. But they believe that all presidents do something wrong. Obama, Billy Bob Clinton, Bush. It doesn't stop. They all make mistakes. They all do things that are wrong. But should he be impeached? No. They keep saying it over and over and over again. You know? And I don't know. I didn't expect anything different. I was thinking of driving down the street in the car today. And I'm thinking about what the Democrats are doing, how they're handling themselves. Now, even my dad, a Massachusetts Democrat, and family members think this is outrageous. They've been Dems all their lives. And I have friends that are Democrats that think this is outrageous. We have an election coming up in 11 months or less. Let the people decide. You know what? The words that scared the crap out of the Democrats is when President Trump said, now we're going to give the power back to the people. And the proof that they don't like that term is when Pelosi in an interview said, we can't allow the people to decide. Let that sink in. You know, to my conservative slash Christian friends, especially if you're Democrats, I am so perplexed by you. In the last election, you had Hillary Clinton talk about if you didn't bring your scripture in line with the way that this country is, the way people are, today, so to speak, the thinking of today, the culture of today. If you didn't do that, they were going to pass laws to force you to do it. Come on, did that make you shudder? Tim Kaine reached out to his Catholic friends and basically said the same thing. We will pass laws to change your scripture, in essence, your way of thinking. Go right down the list. It never stops with these people. Never. And then, on top of that, Beto O'Rourke, part of the Democrat Party, going to start fining the churches, taking away their tax exemptions if they stick to their scripture. I mean, I'm trying to understand. I really wish a Democrat would call and help me out here. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand how, not even just a conservative, I don't understand how a Christian stays in that party. Yeah, you're hearing me. And yes, I'm judging you. How do you stay in that party when they're good with not just abortion, but remember, they went from abortion in the first and second trimester to abortion in the third trimester, and then abortion, partial birth abortion, and now they're on full-on afterbirth abortion. Think about that. And you're a Christian, and you're good with that. You're a humanist, and you're good with that. And your response is going to be, well, you can't take away a woman's right. The baby is born. No cord. Cord's been cut. That baby has its rights. And as a Christian, if God has given that baby its rights, what gives you a right to take it away? Anyway. And now you got Facebook, right? They're refusing to take down an ad that shows McConnell as being, you know, pro impeachment. It's a misleading ad, right? And again, the beauty behind this is this guy wrote a book. His name is Messina. He wrote this book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, right? And in there, I have a whole chapter on these people. Why do you have to lie? Why do they have to lie? Right, to win. If the product is so good, why do they have to lie? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I appreciate the time you're spending with us, whether you're listening on the chat room or listening on the app or on the radio or where have you. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Everything is there. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you want to be notified by text alert, that the show is starting, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. So we'll see to your host. For some of you, we'll be back in a few minutes. For others, we'll catch you later.